Tired of complex and high credit card processing fees? It's time to simplify. Whether you own a big business or a small startup, Empower Payments can save you money. Streamline your payment process while saving money today with Empower Payments. Learn more at empowerpayments.com. That's empowerpayments.com.
Welcome back to the show. This is the Border Patrol on Sports Radio 810 WHB. We talked to the captain of weather, Gary Lezak, now the captain of Sporting Kansas City, Matt Beasler. Hello, Matt. How are you?
Doing well, Steven. Morning, guys.
Does that put a lot of pressure on you to follow Gary Lezak?
Yeah, it does.
Right.
It does. I have a special guest in the car with me this morning for you guys.
Who is it?
Got a teammate with me, Gianluca Busio, our 15-year-old phenom. We've been riding together. I've been giving him rides the last couple weeks, and I've been slowly introducing him to the world of sports radio.
Oh boy!
And
sorry, Busio.
They say sorry, by the way.
So do you ever let him drive? Does he have like his learner's permit?
Right. No, this is a good time for you to teach him to drive,
right.
Matt.
Learner's permit.
No, that's why. That's why we.
Well, isn't it like
he's working on that? Because you have to. The rules are different because he's coming from North Carolina, so it's different in every state. And so there was an issue with that, but I think he's pretty close to getting his restricted license, and then you have to put in so many hours, and then you'll be able to drive.
So if you have,
I was going to say that I've tried to ease him into this sports talk radio world, and I was really excited to introduce him. And last week, just it didn't go very well for us with Penner on the air. Things just got weird,
right?
And
right. Uncomfortable.
You know, I had to explain like jack it off, and
there's no need.
It was a lot. It was a lot to handle for me and for a 15-year-old.
I was saying, most 15-year-olds should know.
Oh no.
Well,
I'm
back.
He's good though. He's a big fan. He likes all kinds of sports, so we're making him a fan.
You tell him I'm a big fan, because one of my favorite things that I've seen on Twitter the past week was a kid named Rocco. His family surprised him with his first trip from Wichita to Children's Mercy Park for a match to see Sporting Kansas City. You can see how excited he was. Huge Sporting KC fan. And then Sporting Kansas City tweeted out a video of Busio going into the crowd, into the stands, and meeting Rocco and presenting him with a Sporting Kansas City jersey, which was awesome. And so, well done. So I'm glad you have him on the show.
Yeah,
so that was great.
Sure.
That was great.
Yeah, I saw that story too. It was really cool. He's a great kid. He understands it. He gets it. And so, yeah, that was really cool to see him do that.
So does he want to come on with us sometime, like while he's riding in the car with you?
We can make that happen. I think so.
He's like, no.
I mean, I don't want to blindside him with it today, you know, but maybe...
give him a week to prepare.
Yeah, you know.
Yeah, we can do that. I'll ask him.
Okay.
I'll ask him.
What advice would you give him if he said, okay, Matt, you've been on the show many times. What advice could you give me? What tips would you give him before his first appearance on the Border Patrol?
I would say you got to be prepared for anything and everything.
Right.
You go onto the show, you think you're going to maybe talk about soccer, and you end up talking about the weather in New York City.
Well, especially if Gary's on on the horn.
Does it freak you out, Matt, to have a 15-year-old like that's on your team? I mean, like when you consider what you were doing, like what you were doing in your life at 15 years old.
It's a little weird, but I mean, he deserves it. He's a really good player, and there's a lot of exciting things about it. You know, it's at times it's a little hard to relate because I can't imagine what I was doing when I was 15. I wasn't even close to experiencing some of these things that he's going through. So, but at the same time, you know, he's a teammate, and he's, you know, part of our family. And so I try and do everything I can to help him along. And I try and give him bits of information that are going to help him in his career.
So when I was a kid at 15, my dad would force me to listen to talk radio while I was in the car with him, and I would want to listen to music that my dad swore was crap. Does he try to make you listen to like new music that you tell him is like, this is garbage?
A little bit, yeah. We've been kind of going back and forth where he, I kind of asked him about if he knows the band. The other day we were, I introduced him to U2, and he said that Kendrick Lamar has a song called U2.
Right.
And he might have thought that I was talking about that, but I was saying, oh, no, it's actually, there's a band called U2, and so we were talking about, you know, the differences between that, and so that was a little bit... That was funny, I guess, to me.
See, when I was 15, my dad would just force me to stop talking, and that's he still tries to. So, but like Matt, like so when like when you were 15, could you have handled this, handled the responsibility, and handled what's what he's going through right now?
I don't think so. It's hard to say because you're never in that position, but I would say highly unlikely. He it's impressive what he's going through and just his maturity level. It's really impressive. You know, he's still balancing high school classes and he's living with a host family. And so, you know, his immediate family's still back in North Carolina. So he's away from them and his siblings and his parents and all that. And so, yeah, it's really impressive. Like I said, you know, when I was 15, I really don't even remember what I was doing. I was playing soccer like twice a week and chasing girls in classrooms and trying to get good grades. And yeah,
well, you've just described Jake right now, so yeah. We're very excited for his progress.
Yeah, that's true. We've talked a lot about the progress of American soccer and trying to, you know, contend on the world stage and all that, Matt, and obviously you played in World Cups and everything, but do you think this is a sign of a major change? Like, will this be a big difference when you talk about a 15-year-old who's playing soccer every day at the highest professional level in this country, as opposed to, like you said yourself, you were playing twice a week at 15 years old. There's a lot of kids out there that are starting to do things like what Gianluca is doing. How big of a difference do you think that's going to make on American soccer maybe in a few years from now when these kids you know, get a little bit older?
Time will tell. Time will tell. But the only way to really figure out if this is the right way to go is to do it. And so this is kind of the first cycle, I guess, of kids that you see that are fully committing to being a professional soccer player at a young age. And so, yeah, I mean, in the next 5, 6, 10 years, maybe we'll really be able to see, you know, if that makes a big difference in the landscape of American soccer. You would have to think that it does, but there's really no way to tell unless you do it. But I think that it's definitely shifting in that direction, and hopefully it's for the best.
All right, Matt, I know you got to get into training, so let's get to some of the soccer. First off, 3-2 victory over San Jose. You guys have 2 wins in a row now and are tied at the top of the West early in the season with 6 points. And I got to ask you about your buddy Graham Zusi's goal. Rank that one from 1 to 10 for me with his left foot.
With his left foot, it's up there. I'd say a 9. I would say a 9. I'm not going to give him a 10 because we've seen him do it in practice multiple times. So it wasn't something that we've never seen before. But, yeah, I mean, his ability to strike a ball with both feet, it's an incredible skill that he has. And it was a big goal for us, too. It came at a perfect time in the game. So, yeah, very happy for him.
And tell me about just how exciting it is to be on a team that's scoring goals the way you guys are scoring over these last couple of games.
Yeah, it is. It's a great start for us at the beginning of the season. Obviously, you know, the 2 wins out of 3 games is a great way to start the season. And just the way that we're doing it, the way that we're attacking right now, there's always ups and downs throughout the season, and so. You know, I would be pleasantly surprised if we were scoring 4 goals and 3 goals every single game. But you never know. I mean, that could be the way that we play this year and the way the league works. But we'll take it. We'll take it, especially early on. Guys are finishing off their chances. The biggest thing for me, though, is we're getting a lot of numbers into the box. And that's something that we've talked about all preseason. And so it's great to see. It's not just one guy. It's not the forward. It's the opposite midfielder. you know, Johnny Russell, Daniels getting into the back post. You see a guy like Felipe coming out of midfield, Roger at times. So we're getting, you know, five or six guys into the box. And when you do that, you're just increasing your chances to score.
Does it make it more difficult to defend when so many guys are committed to getting forward?
You know, not really, but it's just an adjustment that you have to make. You know, I think last year we did an excellent job of this. We created it's almost a blanket in front of us, like in and around the box. And you know, we had you know, five or six guys in front of us, and we were just circulating the ball, and we had a difficult time penetrating the defense. And so that was something that we wanted to change, and something we wanted to improve on. And so this year we're taking a little bit more risks. So instead of circulating the ball around the opponent's box the entire game, we're trying to take more risks, and we're making runs into the box, and we're serving balls, and we're throwing numbers into the box. And so something that you have to make the adjustment on with that is just making sure that there's different spaces now that you have to defend. You know, if the ball pops out at the top of the box, you know, there's not as many guys to break up the play. And so that's something that we have to make the adjustment, but I think it's a great adjustment to make because we have to throw numbers into the box. We have to score goals, and so far we're doing that.
Seven goals in two games, first time since 2015 Sporting have done that. It's been really exciting to watch. And you guys take on the Colorado Rapids on Saturday. It's a game you can listen to on our sister station, 94.5 FM at 8 o'clock. You can watch it on Fox Sports Kansas City and the Fox Sports Go app with our pregame coverage starting at 7:30 in Denver, Colorado. And this is a new Rapids team. They've changed a lot. I mean, their whole roster seems different. They've got a new coach. It looks like they're playing a new formation. And they've only so far this season, Matt. So what's it like trying to prepare for it? It seems like that's kind of been the case the last couple of games. What's it like preparing for a team like this that's so different from last year when you faced them?
Yeah, it's a challenge, but we're still at the point in the season where we're focusing a lot on ourselves. There's areas where we need to improve on. You know, I think it's another interesting game because this is Colorado's home opener, which comes really late in the season. But I think they probably designed that because Colorado typically gets a lot of snow in the spring, and so they give them, you know, their home opener later on in the season. And so we're going to have to manage all of those emotions. You know, we talked a couple weeks ago about going into Chicago and using that to our favor. And, you know, they have some pressure on them to perform in front of their fans for the first time. And it's going to be the exact same thing. And I think we did an excellent job in our first away game going to Chicago and being confident on the ball and playing and scoring goals. And so I think we have to take exactly what we did there and apply it to the Colorado game. And one thing that we're going to try and do this year as a team is we want to try and talk about the history that we've had playing some of these teams. And I think that's different than some of the other teams. You know, a lot of times no one really talks about, oh, what we've done last year or the year before, because it really doesn't matter. But one of the things that we want to try and bring up is just some of the history that we've had in years past. And one thing we talked about in Chicago was I think we've played them 25 times over the club's history, and we only had 4 wins. That's not very good. And we wanted to go and use that as motivation and try and improve on that number, and we were able to do that. And so, you know, you look at Colorado, the last, I believe it's last 3 years, we've gone into their place and we haven't been able to win. And we've gone in and it's been the same story every time. We've played well, we've dominated the game, we've outshot them, but we've ended up losing the game. And so that's something that we're going to bring up, and hopefully we can use that as motivation.
Yeah, last year's game really stood out in that regard because it was a frustrating game. It was a 1-0 loss, but you guys outshot them like 24-1 or something like that.
Yeah, no, I do remember that one. It was something crazy like that, like set the record for the difference in shots or something.
Yeah, it was 25-6 was the total shot to number. But I feel like this year we've seen that your attack can be so much more efficient with those shot opportunities than a year ago. So hopefully that pans out on Saturday. Matt, thanks so much for the time. We appreciate it. And best of luck in Colorado on Saturday at 8 o'clock.
All right, thanks, guys. We'll talk to you later.
That's Matt Beasler, the captain, and also chauffeur of Sporting Kansas City. So, remember Jake? He's driven me to work a couple times.
Did he force you to listen to talk radio?
No, I think I made him sit in silence.
Right. Yeah.
I'm meant to listen to you for the next 4 hours, so just be quiet.
My dad used to make me listen to...
Need quiet.
Paul Harvey. Good day.
And now you know the rest of the story.
And now you know.
Constantly.
That my old man loved Paul Harvey, too.
Oh, you kidding me? My dad, it's Paul Harvey. Shut up, Paul Harvey.
I remember when
talking during Paul Harvey and
my father finally found out about the internet, and he found out he could listen to all the Paul Harvey stories anytime he wanted. Yeah. It's like, instead, like, he'd be listening to his radio, Paul Harvey, Now it's like, hey, Dad, you can listen to, what?
He would shut me down, and I'd talk, hey, Dad, can we shut up? Good day.
Good day. Oh, Paul Harvey.
I had to run Paul Harvey when I was working at AM radio back in Moberly, Missouri. That was part of my job every day, was to record the Paul Harvey. So I had to listen to it twice a day.
See, like, if I did that, that would mean so much more to my dad than anything I'm doing right now. That'd be like such a bigger deal to him. Wait a minute, you're involved in this Paul Harvey thing? What?
Yeah. It came down on a satellite every day. You had to go in and record it and then turn around and play it on the air.
And see, my mom was a talk radio junkie, but she used to listen to Dr. Marshall Saper.
Uh-huh, yeah. Yeah, I remember that.
All the time. And then one time I had to go stand in line with her. I think he had a book or something, some book signing. And she's, I listen to you every day. And I'm just like, yep, she does. Doctor, please sign this book. So, yeah, I was kind of raised on talk radio. It wasn't really not a whole lot of sports talk. But
I was, too. Dr. Laura Schlesinger.
Yeah, the Larry King late at night. I used to listen to talk radio at night to try to help me fall asleep, but I wish there would have been sports talk radio back there. There wasn't any sports talk radio late at night.
Well, that's what we're here for now. We can help you fall asleep, Kansas City. Yep. If you just listen, you'll be out like a light so soon.
A nap on the way to training every day.
He's got
to
be thrilled. Hey, Matt, can we listen to Kendrick Lamar?
Nope.
No, you're going to listen to these three a-holes. Okay.
I'm so picturing that scene from Pineapple Express. Talk radio, man.
Right.
So boring, man.
I'm with you.
Well, he wants to hear Kendrick Lamar.
Do it.
Here we go.
Nobody
this is for you,
me.
Busio.
It been a day for me. Yeah.
We can do both.
Can we?
Can be hip.
Kind of.
And boring.
I'm going to grab a syrup sandwich right now. Coming up next.
My Grandma Allowance.
Brenda Van Langen to talk about the women's NCAA tournament. Did you know the Sweet 16 and Elite 8 in Kansas City this weekend? Thank you. We'll talk to Brenda about that after this on Sports Radio 810 WHB. AM to the PM, PM to the AM phone. Eat up your per diem, you just got to hate them phone. If I quit your BM, I still rock Mercedes phone. If I quit this season, I still be the greatest phone. My left stroke just went viral. Right stroke.